Gemara Daf Kufi Dalad Amud Beis mentions in the Brisa that Ochlan Demai Yotza. But if you eat more of Demai, you can be Yotza the Mitzvah more. Why is that? So the Mefarshim explained that there's a heter for Demai. That since Yiboy Mafkele Benirsei Bahavi Oni Vachazilei Hashana Michazilei, since he could become an Oni, if he's Mafkele is Mechazim, So too, even though he's not an Ani right now, he has a Migul, so it's considered Chazilei even now, and he can be Yotze. The Tosfos and the other Mefarshim point out that you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah Mora with Tevel Vaday. Not Tevel Vaday Deraisa, nor Tevel Vaday Derabonim. Why is that? So for Tevel Vaday Deraisa, the Gemara already quotes a Pasuk on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Osochal Olav Chometz, Mishe Yisur Mishim Bal Tochal Chometz, Yotzezesh Yisur Mishim Bal Tochal Tevel, that the only kind of matzah that you can be yotze with is matzahs ishkes lechametz losochal olav chametz shivas yam tochal olav matzos. To be yotze matzah with something that could become chametz, and the brisa as a drosha that mishe yisur mishim baltochal chametz yotzezesh yisur mishim baltochal tevel. This item of tevel is also mishim tevel, so you can't be yotze matzah with that. It's a drosha. Comes to exclude of matzah shel tevel. And Tosfos here on Kuf Yudalit points out that even tevel derabanan is excluded. The way the Marsha seems to explain, called the tikkun rabbanan ken daraisa tikkun, that if there's a posuk that comes to be mamayit matzah shel tevel, the same is going to be true about tevel derabanan. Just like matzah shel tevel daraisa you can't be yotzi with, matzah shel tevel derabanan you also can't be yotzi. So we were troubled. Trouble. Why does Tosfos need the pasuk and call the tikkun rabbanan ken daraisa tikkun? You should say it's a mitzvah above aver. Why doesn't he just say you can't be yotze mara with tevel daraisa, tevel derabanan? It's doch a mitzvah above aver. In fact, that's what Rashi writes on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. So what was the problem for Tosfos? Why couldn't they say that as well? So the Shagas Aryeh wanted to suggest that the time of mitzvah above aver doesn't apply over here, because here we're talking even about mara bezman hazeh, which is only the rabbanan. We're not just talking about Morar Daraisa, but the Braisa Lechor is going even on Morar Bezman Hazeh, and that's only the Rabbanan. Maybe Tosfos holds that the Psul of Mitzvah Babaver applies to Mitzvah Daraisa, but it doesn't apply to a Mitzvah the Rabbanan. So that's why Tosfos is invoking the Pasuk and extending the Pasuk based on a called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ken Daraisa Tikkun, because they're even talking about a Morar Darabanan. Why should Mitzvah Babaver not apply to Mitzvah Darabanan? So for that, we suggested that maybe Tosfos l'shitasam in Sukkah and Daftas, that the psula mitzvah b'aver is only a psula d'rabbanan to begin with. So if you say like that, then Efshim and Kenzog, and then you can also say that Heim Ramer v'Heim Ramer Chazal limit the psul to mitzvahs d'araisa, not to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. You're not mechuyev to be mechalek like that. You could say, even if it's a psula d'rabbanan, maybe the psula mitzvah b'aver can also apply to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. That's what Benji Gottesman was pushing yesterday. It's possible, it's certainly possible that Chazal would put the psul on mitzvah d'rabbanan as well. But there is room to say that you could be mechalek. If you hold the psul of mitzvah b'aver as a psul d'araisa, then there's no way you can be mechalek. Because if it's a psul d'araisa, that means that any mitzvah is going to fall onto the rubric of that d'araisa concept. So just like a mitzvah d'araisa falls onto that rubric, a mitzvah d'rabbanan is also going to fall onto that rubric. Chazal is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So if the psul of mitzvah b'aver is a psul d'araisa, then of course that psul is going to apply to all mitzvahs, even to the takan of Chazal. It's very hard to say that what Chazal are only misakin the mitzvah if the psul is not going to apply. They're misakin the mitzvah stop. So if the psul of mitzvah b'aver applies to mitzvahs, then the chazal is going to apply to the mitzvah d'rabbanan as well. But if you say the psula mitzvah b'aver is a psula d'rabbanan, so then there is room to distinguish between mitzvah d'araisa as opposed to mitzvah d'rabbanan. So he suggested that perhaps is what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos, once again, as the Shagas Aryeh is explaining, holds that mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply to mitzvah d'rabbanan. And then here the b'raisa is still on morah b'zman hazeh, which is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and it wants to include morah b'zman hazeh. Tosfos assumes that mitzvah b'aver is a psula d'rabbanan, so that's why it doesn't apply to mitzvah d'rabbanan. So Tosfos prefers to use the pasuk. Tosfos mentions the pasuk and expands that based on a kol d'tikun rabbanan ken daraisa tikun to apply the psul of the drasha zeshi yisur mishum b'tov hachavit yatsa zeh she yisur mishum b'tov hotebo. He applies that based on kol d'tikun rabbanan ken daraisa tikun even to mara d'rabbanan. What is Rashi? We never plugged it back into Rashi. Rashi does use the psula mitzvah of avera on the flamet hayamid beis. He knew the pasuk. So why does he use the psula mitzvah of avera? So the Shagis Ayataka says Rashi denied the pasuk. He said the pasuk is going al libid Reb Shimon, but we don't pass him like Reb Shimon. We pass like the Chachamim. We assume that issa chalal issa be issa kolam. So according to the Chachamim, that drasha doesn't make any sense. Misha yisum mishum al tochal chametz yosu zesh yisum mishum al tochal tevel. But it is also mishum chametz. Both yisurim achal. The issa tevel was chal, and then when Pesach comes along, the issa chametz is chal. There's no problem. Since it's an issa kolal, then issa is going to be chal issa. So it's true, the Gemara didn't think. The Gemara says midi bilvad katon. It doesn't say bilvad in the drasha, right? But the Shagas Ayah interprets that Rashi rejected that drasha because he says precisely that point. Midi bilvad katon. Can't go aliba the chacham. It only goes aliba the Reb Shimon. Precisely for that point. So that's how the Shagas Ayah understood Rashi. Rashi needs mitzvah b'aveh because he doesn't hold of that drasha. But the Marsha didn't learn like that. The Marsha says that Rashi agrees with the drasha, but he says that the drasha applies to tevel daraisa. But Rashi is going on the Gemara that says afalob tevel is even tevel hatevel midrabon, and even if you have tevu and an otzet shein or nakov, it's not a part of Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't have yinika. Doesn't have nutrients in the karka of Eretz Yisrael. So the chi of trumas amaisis and the tevu that grows from that otzet shein or nakov is only midrabon. So Rashi uses the principle of mitzvah of aver to explain why you can't be able to say the mitzvah of matzah even with such a tevel, even with that kind of tevel, a tevel derabon. That's how the mashal learns. It's interesting though, if mitzvah of aver is applying to tevel derabon, what do you see from that Rashi? Right? Why did Rashi use mitzvah of aver? Because he's talking about tevel derabon. Tevel derabbanan. So mitzvah b'aver can pass even by tevel derabbanan. But once you have the psula mitzvah b'aver, let me ask the question in the reverse direction. Why did the Gemara even need the drasha? Why did the Gemara need the drasha? Right? The Marsha agrees that Rashi will use the drasha for tevel deraisa. He just needs mitzvah b'aveira for tevel derabbanan. But once you have the concept of mitzvah b'aveira, and you say it applies over here, it's clearly what Rashi's learning. So what do you need the drasha for tevel deraisa? Think about it. What do you need the drasha for tevel deraisa? According to the Marsha's interpretation of Rashi. What's the answer? So l'chora, the answer for Rashi is that Rashi holds like Tosis and Sukkah, Daf Tes, that mitzvah of aver is only a psul derabanan. We need the drasha to tell me that it's a psul deraisa. We need the drasha to tell me that it's a psul deraisa. That's clearly the answer. That's why you need the drasha for. Even though you have the psula mitzvah of aver, and it applies to tevel, but nevertheless, you need the drasha to tell me that it's a psul deraisa. So what comes out is that Rashi really holds that the psula mitzvah of aver is really a psul derabanan. And nevertheless, what's Rashi telling us? Rashi is telling us that even though it's a psul derabanan, it applies by an issa derabanan, right? That if you have issa derabanan, that's going to passel the mitzvah based on mitzvah b'aver, right? It'll apply to an issa derabanan. It's still a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa of matzah, but the issa derabanan will passel midrabanan. It'll passel the mitzvah. Yeah, that makes sense. Right? The psula is a psula derabanan. The issa derabanan. No one's going to say the issa derabanan will passel the mitzvah in a Torah anyway. Right, so that's how to learn Rashi. That Rashi understood that you need the drasha to teach me that by tevel daraisa we have a psul daraisa, but by tevel derabanan it's only going to be a psul derabanan. Psul mitzvah b'aver is a psul derabanan, and that's why I need the drasha to tell me that you'll have a psul daraisa at least by tevel daraisa. Okay, that's Rashi. Again, so what emerged from Tosfos? We had this kasha on Tosfos. Right? We had a kasha on Tosfos. Why did Tosfos have to say the drasha, let him say mitzvah of avera? So we suggested, no, Tosfos holds the mitzvah of avera. The mitzvah of avera doesn't apply to mitzvahs d'rabbanan, because the whole psul is only a psul d'rabbanan, heimamru v'heimamru. So therefore Tosfos needed the drasha from Mara d'rabbanan to explain why Mara d'rabbanan is going to be posel if it's tev. Why you can't be yotze the mitzvah of Mara d'rabbanan the tev. We said that this idea that the psula mitzvah aver is a psula d'rabbanan, that can answer another kasha, the final kasha in the sukkah. That is the kasha of Tosfos and Sukkah. Okay? Till now we've addressed one question, and that is, what is the psul by tevel? Right? Why can't you use tevel for matzah? Is the psul the drasha on daf lamed hey? Is the psul mitzvah haba b'aver? We talked within the Rishonim why you need the drasha for daraisa, etc. Right? Would the psul of mitzvah b'aver be sufficient or not? But Tosfos and Sukkah is a much more fundamental question. I shouldn't say much more fundamental, a different question. Right? Tosfos and Sukkah ask, why does the Gemara need a drasha, tepaklei, that it's a mitzvah b'aver? Tepaklei, that it's a mitzvah b'aver. So what's the answer to that kasha? So as we were explaining Rashi, we gave the answer. Right? If Rashi and Tosfos both learn, like Tosfos and Sukkah on Daf Tes, that the psula mitzvah b'aver is only a psula d'rabbanan, so then Kusha may karalesa. The answer is obvious. You need the drasha in order to tell me that it's a psul daraisa, that you're not allowed to use matzah shel tevel. That's a psul daraisa. It's not just a psul mitzvah b'aver. That's the simple answer. The question is, why does Tosfos and Sukkah not give that answer? Because Tosfos and Sukkah l'shitasam on daftes hold up said mitzvah b'aver is a psul d'rabbanan. So the answer is very simple. It's really a pill. As you say, Tosfos somehow is shifting gears. I don't know. It's a big problem. This is one answer to that kasha. Why do we need the drasha? Paper plates, a mitzvah of aver? No. You need the drasha to tell me that it's a psul daraisa and not a psul d'rabbanan. But there's another answer to this question, and with this, I want to close the sukkah. Okay, there's another answer to this kasha. Why the Gemara has to think of the drasha? And that is that the Shagas Aryeh, the third Shagas Aryeh in the sugya. Wow, this sugya is just pockmarked with Shagas Aryehs. He came out gunslinging in the sugya. This is one of his big sugyas. Right, we've seen so far the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Tzadi Dalet and the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Tzadi Tes. And the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Tzadi Vav, which I didn't assign to you, makes another count. There's a limit to how much Shagas Aryeh I'm going to give you. It's Kedah. There's a lot to see in the Shagasai. Shagasai raises a very fundamental question this Sunday. That is, why do we ever say that mitzvah of avera is going to pass a mitzvah? Here you have a chetza shel avera. You're going to do a mitzvah with this chetza. And try to be kind of mitzvah. So the mitzvah of avera comes and tells me that the mitzvah is going to be possible. But why? We have another principle in the Torah called asei docha lo saseh. Let's say there's a tzaras b'makom ha-mila. So mila b'tzaras, we say that you do the mitzvah of mila, and you doch tzaras. Gemara says in Shabbos in Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel that by mila b'tzaras we say yavo esed yidchalos haseh. We take the esed of mila, we ignore the lav of being mitar, the nega shalo al pichacham, hishama b'nega tzaras. Not supposed to cut off the nega. You just stam have a nega, not b'makom ha-mila. You're not allowed to cut it off. And yet, when the nega is b'makom ha-mila, we cut off the nega in order to fulfill the mitzvah of mila. Or take the case of sadin b'tzitzis, the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Tzadi talks about sadin b'tzitzis. Sadin is just a code word in the Gemara that means a beged of pishta. It's made out of linen. So we know that you're supposed to put tzitzis in a four-cornered beged, but part of tzitzis is tcheles, and tcheles is not just the color, it's not just the color of linen. Tcheles has to be made out of tzitzis. Part of the rules of tcheles. So if you have a beged of pishta, it's impossible to put tzitzis on that beged, a four-cornered beged. You can't put tzitzis on that without violating Shabbos. It's impossible, because the beged is a beged of pishtan, of linen. It's a sadin. And the mitzvah b'shlemus of tzitzis requires tzemer, because tchelis requires tzemer. The lavan doesn't have to be tzemer. It can be made of other materials. But the tchelis has to be tzemer. So it's got to be shanis. Sadin b'tzitzis. It's got to be shanis. The din is that yavu esef yidcha lo sasein. We're making the mitzvah tzitzis, even though you're going to be dolcha lo sasein shanis. So why should mitzvah b'aver ever pasul frekta shagasari? Why shouldn't you say Yahu Esed v'yit chelosa asen? So Hitaka wants to suggest, according to one side, there's a whole nishtalshalus in the Shagas Ayyadim, but according to one side, he wants to say, maybe that's the answer to Tosis Kasha. Tosis is a Kasha. Why do you need the Pasuk lo so chalal of chametz in the drasha of Misha? Yisur mishmatach chametz yabuzeh, shisur mishmatach tevel. Why do we need that drasha to teach me that you can't be otzi matzah with tevel? Tevel d'araisa, or tevel d'rabbana, like Tosfos. What's the need for the drasha, right? Just say it's a mitzvah over there. So the answer might be that maybe by tevel the psula mitzvah over there doesn't apply b'chlal. Tosfos by us, Chuf Yudalit, doesn't invoke the psula mitzvah over there. Why not? Why doesn't he invoke the psula mitzvah over there? Why does the Gemara need the drasha? Take the place of mitzvah over there. I'll tell you why Tosis doesn't mention the psula mitzvah over there. Maybe by tevel doesn't apply to chlal. Against Rashi, totally against Rashi. They're not arguing in details. Does the psula mitzvah over there apply to the rabbanans, to the raisas? Is the psula the rabbanans? No, it's something unique to tevel. Maybe Tosis holds the psula mitzvah over there doesn't apply in this whole sugya, because by tevel you can say mitzvah over there. Asay dochelos asay. Why shouldn't you say that? What's the answer? So, l'chora, the answer is that aseh do chalos aseh only applies in a very specific context. Does anyone know the limitation of aseh do chalos aseh? The only time that we're going to say yavo esev yid chalos aseh is when? When? Binyamin? If they happen at the same time, meaning you're not going to violate the los asay until you mekayim the asay. You're not mekayim the asay until you mekayim the los asay. Comes the Torah and says yavo asay v'yidcha los asay. In this maisa, you can do the asay and violate the lav at the same time that you mekayim the asay. But let's say you're going to do the aver before the asay. You've created a chefta shel avera already. And now you want to be mekayim the mitzvah saseh with the chefta shel avera? Aseh do chalos aseh doesn't apply there. That's not be'idna. That's not be'idna. Be'idna means bizman. Right? Bizman, but also zman. That's what the word be'idna means. It has to be at the same time. The dechia is only said if the aseh and the losseh are coming together. So I'm allowed to violate the love to be mekayim the aseh. But if I already violated the law and now this chefza turned into a chefza shel avera, the psula mitzvah of avera tells me that I can't fulfill the mitzvah with a chefza shel avera. Say do chalosa, it's not going to help me anymore because I have a chefza shel avera already. So that could be the difference. The psula mitzvah of avera is talking about where you already did the avera, now you created a chefza shel avera. Comes the Torah and says, "Aveisim gozel v'esapisah," you can't fulfill a mitzvah with the chefza shel avera. Say do chalosa means that I haven't done an aver yet, but if simultaneously, together with the mitzvah, I'll do an aver, the Torah says, do the mitzvah even though you're going to be docha the aver. This is the answer that the Shagas Arayah gives. That's the answer that the Shagas Arayah gives to distinguish, to say, when do we say mitzvah of aver, when do we say aseh do chalosa? That we only say aseh do chalosa if it's be'idna, we'll say mitzvah b'aver if it's not be'idna. So tell me, what is tevel? Am I violating the avera before the mitzvah, or is it be'idna? The answer is it's be'idna. Tevel is not a chefetz shel avera in translation. I didn't do anything to that chefetz. Chefetz shel avera means like I stole something. If I stole something, if I served an avodah zara, you know, if I bowed down to something, so I created a chefetz shel avera. Tevel happens to be awesome, but it's not a chefetz shel avera. I didn't do an avera with the tevel. If I eat the tevel, then I did the avera. But until I eat it, I haven't made it into a chefetz shel avera. Efshem can zogin that the psul of mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply to tevel b'chlal. Maybe Taka I should say asay do chalosas. Maybe Taka I should say asay do chalosas. This is what the Shagas Sarei points out. That if the whole chiluk between mitzvah b'avera and asay do chalosas is whether it's beitno or not, by tevel maybe the operative principle should be asay do chalosas, because I'm only violating the isser of tevel when I eat it, but at the same time I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So maybe the psula mitzvah b'aver should not apply to tevel. I should say that the asay of matzah is docha the los asay of tevel, and it should be permissible. Maybe taka, that's the answer. Maybe that's the answer to Tosis kasha. Why do you need the drosha by matzah shel tevel that mishe yisur mishem b'tochal chametz lo mishem b'tochal tevel? The answer is because the psula mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply to tevel because it's be'idna. The aveira and the mitzvah happening at the same time. So therefore I would say, I say you should be dochal osa, I shouldn't say the psula mitzvah b'aver. So why did Tosis and Daf Lamed ask the kasha? The answer is because it could be that I say dochal osa, it cannot apply to the mitzvah of tevel. And that's what Binyamin was alluding to. That's what the Rabbeinu David says. Rabbeinu David asked this question. He says, "Ela shemikol makom kasha adavu lo meinamim b'leis yaseh v'litchi lo osa seik mashama v'mila b'tzimah asim sarim tzitzis." Do'achanami b'in that the komeka lav makayim asay gion chayin lo matzeh lo shel tevel. He entertains the Shagasayah's possibility that maybe I say dochalos, I say, maybe by matzah shel tevel, I say dochalos, I say. It's not going to be mutter, it's still also. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah matzah shel tevel, that's because of the drasha. But he's asking, why don't we apply the principle of I say dochalos, I say? So he says, you can't apply I say dochalos, I say. He says, I say dochalos, I say only applies if you can't fulfill the mitzvah without violating the lav. He says it even more sharply. He says it's only where the asay and the lav are kruchim zebazer, where they're inextricably linked to each other. Take the case of sadim b'tzitzis. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis with a sadim without violating the isser shamis. It's impossible. Because the mitzvah of tzitzis and a sadim require shamis. Chaylas has to be tzemet. The beggar is pishtun. You're tying knots. If you don't tie the knot, you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. So it needs Shabbos. The mitzvah of tzitzis in a sadin is inextricably linked to the iser Shabbos. Mila b'tzaras, if you have a tzaras, b'makom hamila, it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah of mila without violating the law of being matar the negat tzaras, shelo pichachem. It's impossible. I mean, what are you going to do? You can't take the arlo, but there's tzaras on the arlo. It's impossible. So up to Rabbeinu David, in such a case, we'll say that yad lesev yid chelosas. But by tevel, there is a tevel in the mitzvah matzah, not inextricably linked. If you were masakin the tevel before Yom Tov, you can have your matzah and eat it too. You don't have to violate tevel to fulfill the mitzvah matzah. So he says, I say dochalos, I say doesn't apply by tevel. That's what he wants to suggest. So there are two approaches over here. The Shagas Aryeh seems to want to say, at one stage there, that maybe I say dochalos, they can't apply to the mitzvah. To matzah, that's tevel. Rabbeinu David clearly assumes that I say dochalos as I cannot. Tosfos and Sukkah might be assuming that I say dochalos as I does not apply. And that's why they ask the kasha that why do you need losochal olav chametz mishayisur mishem batochal chametz? It's typically it's a mitzvah b'aver. Why did they ask the kasha? Why don't you say I say dochalos? The answer is Tosfos I say dochalos as it doesn't apply over here, like Rabbeinu David, because the I say and losay are not kruchim zebazer. But maybe the answer to Tosis Kasha is that I say Dochalose does apply over here. Maybe that's another answer. Right? The first answer we gave is maybe the psul of mitzvah of aver is a psul derabbanan. So I need the drasha to tell me that by matzah shel tevel it'll be a psul deraisa. The second possible answer to this kasha could be that maybe by tevel there's no psul of mitzvah of aver bichlal. That's why we needed the drasha. That's why Tosfos and our sugya didn't say mitzvah of aver, because maybe by tevel mitzvah of aver doesn't apply bichlal, because I say dochalosis they should be the operative principle against the Rabbeinu Dovah. So these are two possibilities within Tosis as to why they didn't mention the Psula Mitzvah of Aver, but rather they preferred the drasha of Naflam and Hamid Beis, and they even used that drasha to extend the halacha that you can't be yotzi with matzah shel tevel, not just to tevel derais, but to tevel derabanan as well. They didn't mention mitzvah above aver bechlal, not by tevel derais, not by tevel derabanan. They didn't like that. Why? So according to this pshat, it's not just that because they felt that the psul of mitzvah of aver is only a psul derabanan, they wanted the drasha. No, maybe they felt that by tevel specifically, the psul of mitzvah of aver doesn't apply, because I say the halosa say is really the principle that applies in this context. Yes. Okay. This concludes the sugya. Let's move on to the next part of the price. Okay. Any other questions? Yes, Ephraim. So this is the first word in the brayis. We spoke more not about demai, but about tevel. The deal from the Gemara is that demai you can be yotze with, but mara shel tevel you're not going to be yotze with. And then in the third line, the second line is ochlam b'lo meskavin yotze. We talked about that. This is the brayis. This is the Tana who holds the mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavan. Then the Braisa says, "Ochlan lachatzoy and yotzo uvach lo yishe ben achilu lechaverte yosem echad achilas pras." That ochlan lachatzoy, if you ate it in parts, right? You eat half a shear, then you eat more, and you finish the shear. As long as you finish the shear, besochad achilas pras, and the amount of time that it takes to eat half a loaf. What's half a loaf? That's a machlokas. Right? The mission in Erevin, the Gemara there. Machlokas Tanai, whether the full loaf is 8 beitzim or 6 beitzim, so half a loaf would be 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim. That's the sheer tziruf. Right? To eat a kezias. The Braisa doesn't say the sheer kezias, but that's the sheer achila normal. So to eat a kezias, how much time do you have to eat a kezias? Besocha de achilas pras. That's the sheer tziruf. The normal achila, it's kede achilas pras, a half a loaf. So even though the half loaf is much more than a kezias, but you have to finish the kezias within toch kedei achilas pras. It's clear from the braisa that there's some kind of shear for mar. Ochlan lachatzayim. I mean, if all you have to do is eat a little bit, so then what's a lachatzayim? When you eat a little bit, then you're going to be yotze. Clearly, there's a need to eat a shear. The chiddush is that even if ochlan lachatzayim, you can still be yotze if you're not shohan yosem echdei achilas pras. How do you know that you need a shear? How do you know you need a kezias? The Gemara earlier on Daf Lamed Tes says, "When it's starved from the kezias, that all the types of mara, there are all different types of mara. 5 different minim. There are different minim for matzah. There are different minim for mara." The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes says that all the different yirokas. The Elu Yiroko Shadom Yotze Ben Yedei Chavasu Pesach Chazeres Tamcha Charchavina Ulshin Mora Umitzar from the Kezias. The Mishnah says they can Umitzar from the Kezias. Clear, it's clear from the Mishnah that you need a Shir Kezias for Mora. Why? What's the Mokah that you need a Shir Kezias for Mora? So there's a world famous comment of the Rosh on this Gemara. Mamish, a world famous, this comment turned a lot of Achronim. It generated a whole literature in the Achronim. Let's see this Rosh together. This is Mamish. Ah. You come to the Seder, you have to come with this Rosh in your back pocket. Even if you're not going to meet someone at the cafeteria, you got to come home with this Rosh to the Seder. The Rosh in Simen Chav Hey. We've seen so many Roshes lately. Rosh. So many comments in the Rosh that are amazing. Merav Sinigra, they might break the roofs. Okay, what does the Rosh say here? Ochlo lachatzoyin yotza uvavach lo yishav bo ben achil lachaver di yosem mechdech in his pras. Says the Rosh, mishum demavorech al achilas morar tzorach sheyochlo kezayis dein achil lepapachos mekezayis. The Rosh says, since the bracha on Morar is al achilas Morar, we mention achila in the nusach habracha of Morar, the birchas hamitzvah. So therefore, you have to eat a kezayis of the Morar, because ain't achila pchus of the kezayis. We say al achilas Morar. How can you not eat kezayis? It's like dovish garet. Al achilas mar means that you're going to eat a kezayis. But for the irokos or yishonis, for karpas, you make a bar piyadama, but there's no birchas mitzvah. You don't mention achila by karpas. So there's no need to eat a kezayis. He doesn't talk about whether you should dafka not eat a kezayis, so you'll still be able to part of the mar, and you won't have to make a bracha achron, and we'll get to that. But you certainly don't have to eat a kezayis for karpas, because you don't say achila in the bracha. It's just a birchas aneni. But Zok the Rosh by Mara, since the Birchas HaMitzvah L'Achilas Mara mentions Achila, you have to eat a Kezayis. This Rosh is a pillar. Shagas Aryeh, in a famous piece in Simen Kuf, fourth Shagas Aryeh in 1 week. It's unbelievable. I mean, Shagas Aryeh picks on them. He learned Amir Tzachar. Right? This is a good pick. He learned Amir Tzachar. The Shagasai and Simon Kuf goes to town on this Rosh. He says, it's Mamish Apel. He says, what's the Rosh talking about? He's trying to prove from the Nusach HaBracha that you have to eat a Kezayis by Mar. What does he need the Nusach HaBracha for? It's the Chaposek in Chumash. Chaposek says, Almatus Umrorim Yochluhu. So it says Yochluhu Legabe Mar. Uses a lashon of achila by mara, so of course you have to have a kezayis. We'll say it better. Even if yochluhu is referring to the carbon pesach, but the mara is iska shel carbon pesach, about whom it says yochlu, about which it says yochlu. The mara is iskish to matzah. It's compared to matzah. It's compared to carbon pesach. You need a kezayis by carbon pesach because it says achila by carbon pesach. You need a kezayis by matzah. It says ba'erev tov lo matzahs. So you should need a kezayis by mara too. It's iska shel mara. It's iska shel matzah in the carbon pesach. Is a kasha of the shagasai. It says, "Lafi devarav." According to the Rosh, Tzarich Lomad al Dekstiv al Matzus and Rorim Yochlu, Hayochlu lo koyel la Pesach. Yochlu is not going on the Matzah and Mar; it's going on the Karban Pesach. Eat the Matzah and the Mar with the Karban Pesach. You're really eating the Karban Pesach. Yochlu who? Eat it. Eat the Karban Pesach with Matzah and Mar. But he says, "Afilu skipping. Afilu tema the Hayochlu a Pesach lo dekoy mikamakom nafkalei nami la Matzah and Mar the Barak Zayins. Hol the iska shul a Pesach. May I crow? The Matzah and Rorim Yochlu." The matzah and the mara is kishul karban pesach. What's more, if the mara is connected, mara and matzah certainly is kishul hadad. We've said this many times. And by matzah, there's another pasuk by erev tochel matzahs where the Torah uses lashon achila by matzah itself. So mara is kishul matzah. So then, if you need achila by matzah, you need achila by mara too. Kasha number one. What does the Rosh need the nusach habracha for? It says achila by things that Mor is iskish to. It says achila by Pesach. It says achila by matzah. The mar is ishkis to both. It's compared to both matzah and Pesach. So you should need a kezayis by mar. What's more, what should emerge is that according to the Rosh, if the only reason why you need a kezayis by mar is because of the nusach habracha, so then where should you not need a kezayis of mar? Where should you not need a kezayis of mar? We eat mara both independently and with korach. But the only reason you need a kezayis by mara is because of the nusach habracha. Since we don't make a brichas mitzvah on the korach, you shouldn't need a kezayis there. You're not making a bracha on it. So you could say the bracha of alachilas mara is going on the korach too. The shagasai feels that if the problem is dover shkarim, you're not saying the bracha on the korech, so once you ate a kezayis of mar, that's it, you're eating the korech as a zeichel l'mikdash ke'ilu. He says, well, l'fiza ha-mar sh'ocha b'kricha din ha-mavar ha-leim, afilu bari pri adama, in tzarach kezayis. Tamidina mar b'kol shu sagi. It's only the nishamaz, k'losh n'achila b'vracha u d'tzarach kezayis. So b'kricha, you should need a kezayis. Hecham matzina. What, by in korech, you don't need a kezayis, only in the mar itself, because you make the bracha. So first of all, we find achila in the pasuk regarding items that the mar is compared to, regarding Pesach, and maybe even regarding matzah, b'arev tov l'matzahs. So why shouldn't you need a kezayis by mar? Not because of the nusach habracha, but because achila is shayach to mar too, because it's compared to items where the pasuk does say achila. What's more, according to the lashon of the Rosh, according to the logic of the Rosh, what should emerge is you don't need a kezayis by korach. But perhaps the most basic question is how can the Rosh be medayak from the nusach habracha? That's like turning everything on its head. We find multiple times that the Rishonim are medayak from the nusach habracha what the nature of a mitzvah is. The Marshal, we've spoken a number of times about the mitzvah of shofar. What's the nature of the mitzvah of shofar? Is the mitzvah the tkia, or is it the shmiya? Did we talk about that this year? Or did we talk about it this year? No. So the Rambam brings a raya from the Nusach HaBracha. We say, l'shmar kol shofar, Rambam and Shuvas. L'shmar kol shofar. So you see that the tkia, zok the Rambam, is like asiyas asuk. Right? It's mamash just a hech shev alma. Whole discussion, we talked about this. Tkia, shmiya. There's a Shagasai about it too. Shagasai is Simin Vav. Shagasai talks about everything. Not everything. A lot of it. But the Rambam brings a raya from the Nusach HaBracha that the mitzvah shofar is shmir. You can bring a raya. You look at the Nusach HaBracha and you see from the Nusach HaBracha what the nature of the mitzvah is. But you don't look at the Nusach HaBracha and say, because the Nusach HaBracha is X, so therefore the halacha has to be such and such. Medayak from the Nusach HaBracha. It can be medayak from the Nusach HaBracha what the nature of the mitzvah is. Sure. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Hadloka osa mitzvah. But the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is not in the Hanocha, but the Hadloka. So you can't light the Neres Chanukah in one place and then move the menorah somewhere else. Right? If you light the Mokom Ruach, if you light the menorah where it's windy and the Ner is going to go out in another second, and then you move it to a place where it's not going to go out, that doesn't work. Hadloka osa mitzvah means that you have to be madlik in the Mokom where you're going to leave it. How do they know that? How does the Gemara know that? The Gemara says, well, what's the Nusach HaBracha? Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. The Nusach HaBracha is Lahadlik. The Maisa HaBracha, that's the mitzvah. So the Gemara is medayik from the Nusach HaBracha what the nature of the mitzvah is. So here too, why does the Rosh say, because we say Al-Achilas Mar, that's why you have to have a Kezayis of Mar, because in Achila Pchusa, the Kezayis. It's not the Nusach HaBracha that's teaching me that. The Nusach HaBracha is teaching me what the nature of the mitzvah of Mar is. Why doesn't the Rosh say that? Why does he pick on the Nusach HaBracha and say, that's where you can see. For the fact that you can say Al-Achila Samara, so you must need a Kezayis, but if not, it's like Dover Shkar. So he doesn't use the words Dover Shkar, but it sounds like that's the point of the Rosh. Is that really the point? Isn't the idea that the Nusach HaBracha reveals what the mitzvah is? And in fact, the Sefer Yireyim, one of the Rishonim, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he also says that you have to have a kezayis by Mara, but not for the reason of the Rosh. The Sefer Yireyim in on page 2, packet 31. He says, "V'tzara sheyochel min amora kezayis ta'achila ksivbei ta'achila bekezayis." The Urayim says what we would expect. That he looks at the nature of the mitzvah of mar, it says achila by mar. So it probably means, it doesn't say achila by mar, but it says achila by Pesach and by Matzah, and mar is iskish l'karm Pesach, it's iskish l'matzah. So since achila is associated with mar, so that's why you need a kezayis. Not that the nusach ha-brocha is that. Just say the words. That achila is associated with the mitzvah of mar, so therefore it needs a kezayis. Why didn't the Rush do that? So Taka the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva wants to suggest that maybe that's what the Rush meant. Maybe that's what the Rush meant. That's what he suggests. That really the Rush means that from the Nusach HaBrocha, it's a simin for the Geder HaMitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah. That the mitzvah of Mar is associated with Achila. And that's why you need a Kezayis. It's an interesting Chasam Sofer because he points out that there really are two parshios. There's the parsha of Pesach Rishon and the parsha of Pesach Sheni. And the Loshon of the Pasuk is a little bit different. I'm not sure if you got to the Chasam Sofer today. You'll get to it tomorrow, but let me just read a little bit of it with you now. It's on page 9. Why don't you take a look at the Chasam Sofer with me? On page 9 in the packet. In the second column, this Chasam Sofer and Arachayim and Simon Kuf Mem. In the second column, he says, "B'parshas Bo bePesach Rishon Ksiv Ve'Ochlu Sabosa Balayla Zetz Li Eish Umatzos Al Merorim Yochlu." Not Al Matzos Umerorim Yochlu, but it says Ochlu Sabosa Umatzos Al Merorim Yochlu. B'parshas Balosu bePesach Sheni Ksiv Al Matzos Umerorim Yochlu. So that famous phrase is really talking about Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Rishon. The Hefresh Kalahavin, the Chasam Sofer says, there's a difference between the two. The Pesach Rishon Ika Mitzvah Sasei Bachilas Pesach Bifnei Atzma Ubachilas Matzah Bifnei Atzma. There's a mitzvah, there's an independent mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach Ve'ochlu HaSabasa Balai Lazeh Tzliyesh U'matzos. So Ve'ochlu is going on Pesach and matzah. So there's a mitzvah achila on the carbon Pesach and on matzah for Pesach Rishon. Ach mor eino mitzvah saseh b'fnei atzma ela tofa lepesach. Aken ksiv mitzvah saseh shel achila al shneim Pesach u'matzah v'amar al merorim yochlu shnei elu. The lashon of the pasuk and parashas Bo is v'achlu sabasar u'matzos al merorim yochlu. Yochlu is going on the Pesach, but because it says u'matzos before the word al, the clear impression is that not only is there a mitzvah achila by Pesach, there's a mitzvah achila by matzah too. But mor is tofel to Pesach and matzah, says the Chasam Sofer. Nimtza ksiv achila by Pesach by matzah v'lo b'mor. Omnam by Pesach sheni, gam ha-matzah tfeila l'Pesach. U'misha eino ochel Pesach sheni, eino ochel matzah. Al matzos umrorim yochlu. Both matzos and merorim are only yochluhu lepesach. They're only tofel to the carbon pesach. V'lo ksiv achila ela pesach v'lo matzo mar. So there is a difference, he said. By Pesach Rishon, achila is going on matzah too. By Pesach Sheni, achila is only going on the carbon pesach. But says the Chasam Sofer, mikomokom avagav lo ksiv achila behedya. The reality is, even though it doesn't use a Lashon Achila by Mora Bechlal, not by Pesach Rishon, nor by Pesach Sheni. By Pesach Rishon, the Lashon Achila is going on Pesach and Matzah, but not Mora. On Pesach Sheni, the Lashon Achila is going only on Pesach, not on Matzah, not on Mora. But nevertheless, the Mora is Iskish L'Matzah U'Pesach. Ela She'enon Yucholim L'Hamtzi Zem L'Libeinu. We don't know that. We don't know that because Mor is Iskish L'Matzah and Pesach, so therefore the Lashon Achila should be going on Mor too. It's Iskish L'Matzah Pesach, but how do you know Achila is going on that? L'chein Ochiach HaRosh Midyam Rinon B'Perek Arvi the Mevorech Al Achilas Mor Shma Minah B'Shita L'Rabbanah Me'ekei Shana L'Shir B'Kezayis. The Rosh is medayek, according to the Chasam Sofer, the Rosh is medayek from the Nusach HaBracha, that the Achila of Pesach and Matzah is going on Marah too. Marah is Iskish, the Matzah, and the Pesach, but how do you know that Achila is going on Marah? So he says, well, clearly the Chacham understood that. That's what the Nusach HaBracha is telling me. It's not that we look at the Nusach HaBracha and you have to say, and you have to eat a Kazayas of Marah, because it's not going to be Dover Shkorin. It's not because you're going to be lying, because that's what the Nusach HaBracha is. No. He looks at the Nusach HaBracha, and from the Nusach HaBracha, the Rosh sees that Chazal understood that the Achila of Pesach and Matzah is going on the Marah. It's not just that they're compared one to the other. They're compared regarding Achila, and that's Takawa. You have to eat a Kazayas. That's Takawa. You have to eat a Kazayas. So Mestam, according to this, you'd have to eat a Kazayas by Korechto. It's not even in the Bracha. It's that the Bracha is a Gilei Milsa. The Bracha is a Siman Lekach. That really Achil is going on Mara, and that's why you should have to eat a Kazayas of Mara. This is how the Chasam Sofer understood the Rosh. But the Chumash Hadeshin did not understand the Rosh. The Chumash Hadeshin understood the Rosh Kipshut. That the Rosh holds that Yitaka don't need an Achila by Mara. There's no Achila by Mara. Achila in the Pasuk is not going on. Mara is Iskish Lamatzah, Iskish Lakarban Pesach for certain alohas, but not for Achim. You really don't need a Kazayas. From the Pasuk, you wouldn't need a Kazayas by Mara. It's only because we make a Bracha al Achilas Mara, that's why you have to eat a Kazayas of Mara. This is what the Chumash Hadeshin says. The Chumash Hadeshin is going on a different context, but from what he says and quotes the Rosh to prove his point, it's clear that he did not learn the Rosh like the Chasam Sofer. Let's see the Chumash Hadeshin inside together. The Chumash Hadeshin was reprinted a number of years ago with Ha'orah. It's very, very clear now. I mean, it was clear before, but now there's so much more added to it. It's really a pleasure to read the Chumash Hadeshin. As we know, the Chumash Hadeshin, the kasha, the shilas of the Chumash Hadeshin really never happened. I wouldn't call it fake. It's not fake. Chumash Hadeshin was a gaon, and he wanted to teach Torah. He had shilas, and he wanted to show what the answer would be to these shilas. So Taka, even though these shilas were never asked to him per se, but these shilas are quoted in the Beis Yosef, they're quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, because they're very important shilas. They could come up. So even though he wasn't asked these shilas, he created the shilas and wrote the tshuvas. And Taka Mipivanu Chaim, we live from the mouth of the Chumash Hadeshin. He's one of the Gedolei Rishonim, Gedolei Ashkenaz. What does the Chumash Hadeshin say? What's he going on? Let's see the tshuva. It's always instructive to read the tshuva. Simin Reish Mem Hei. This is on page 1. Gam Achilas Mor, Imadam Yochel Lotzeh Sidei Chavosu, Bekelach Echad Im Ha'alin Sholem Kemoshu. Can a person be Yotzeh, the mitzvah of Mor, with Kelach Echad, one stalk, with the Alim Shalem Kemoshu, one stalk that's full, grew in the ground, you take it out of the ground, you clean it up, and you're just going to use that stalk. But it's less than a Kezayis. It's less than a Shir. Can you be Yotze? Avo Bishembo Kezayis. So if it's Embo Kezayis, how can you be Yotze? I thought we said you need a Kezayis from Mars. It's clear from the price. Mitzvah for the Kezayis. Ochlon Lachatzah Yotze, as long as you have a Shir Tzirah, but you need a Kezayis. So how does this work? Mitam Deberia Chashiva Velo Bina Kezayis. He says there's a principle called beria, that if you have one unit, that's a unit of chashivas. Like if you eat macholas asuros, if you eat atzipor tzimeya, yichayev malkus, even if you eat less than a kezayis, because you had a beria, so that's a shir. It's a shir chashivas, so you can get malkus for that. Kahidi rishalmi shev yarash perketza mevarchin. There's a chiyuv bracha achrona, even if you eat only one grape. People don't know this. They think if you eat one grape, it's less than a kezayis. I'm not going to have a bracha. No, it's a barrier. You have to have a bracha. You have to make a bracha achrona after that grape. If you eat preda achas shalrimo, one pomegranate seed, that's not too much, right? But it's a barrier. It's a unit. So there's a chiyuv to make a bracha achrona then. How about a bracha rishona? A bracha rishona, you don't even have to eat a berry, right? Even on a kol shul, you make a bracha rishona. That's why he's talking about bracha chol. There's no shayla, a shir for a bracha rishona. Even if you have a small amount, you have to make a bracha rishon. But for bracha achrona, you need a shir. Why do you need a shir for bracha achrona? Why do you need a kezayis normally? Why? 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 Does anyone know why? Why do you need a shir for bracha achrona? Does anyone know why on the Zoom? Why do you need a shir for bracha achrona? A new hand. Yonah. The pasuk says what before the sevata. The pasuk says the achalta. The achalta the sevata uverachta. There's a lashon achila in the pasuk. But just one second, that pasuk is talking about brachas hamazon, Yonah.
No, but that's a paradigm. Brachas
hamazon is a paradigm. Main shalosh is a suffix in the Rishonah, whether it's a bracha d'arais or a bracha d'rabbana. Foreign nefashos is definitely a bracha d'rabbana, but we look at brachas hamazon as a paradigm for bracha achrona. So if it says b'achalta by brachas hamazon, then you need a shear in order to be chayvin in bracha achrona. Zok the Truma Sadeshen, if you could be chayiv a bracha achrona, even for pray to acha shalom, pray to acha sharim, even though it says v'achalta, v'laniyaz day there idvarm kavachomer da'afilu bracha d'chsev be'achila behedya b'araisa afilu achi chashvin and beria b'pachos mikizayis kol shkein morad lo kosev be'achila klal di'ochlu ha'pesach koi. Yochlu is talking about the Karban Pesach, not talking about the morad, so the lashon achila is not going on the morad. So if where it says v'achalta, if where it says the lashon achila in the pasuk, like by bracha achrona, you still don't have to eat a full shear as long as you have a beria. Kol shkein where it doesn't say achila in the pasuk, like by mara, yochlu is not talking about the mara; it's talking about the Karban Pesach. So certainly beria should be enough for mara, he says. V'chein kosav harosh barbi psachim lahedya, and that's what the Rosh says. Time of the beina kizayis b'mara mishum advarachin al achila samara v'en achila pachas mikizayis. Says it Shemus Hadeshin. The Rosh writes beferish in Arvim Sochim that achila is not going on mara, because the reason why you need a kizayis in mara is not because of achila, but rather because of the bracha. We say al achila samara. And ein achila pachas mikizayis. V'lo yehi losham bracha kamay dechziva b'oraisa. The Lashon HaBracha shouldn't be as strong as what's written in the Torah. Right? Lo yehi Lashon HaBracha kamay dechziva b'oraisa. Right? If it says Achila in the Torah, Beri is sufficient, so certainly where it doesn't say Achila in the Torah, Beri should be sufficient. So it says the Truma Sadeshin, you can be also with the Kalatacha, even if it's less than a shiur, or even if it's less than a shiur. What's the Truma Sadeshin clearly assuming? That the reason why you need a kazayis by mara is not because it says achila by mara. Okay, even though it doesn't say achila by mara explicitly, but mara is iskish lematzah and lepesach, and it says yochluhu, it says tochlu matzah. It uses lashon achila by pesach and matzah, so therefore mara is compared to them. So the lashon achila goes on mara. Zok the tradition, that's not the pshat. The pshat in the rush is that it's the nusach habracha. The nusach habracha achila mara tells me that you have to do an achila because that's the nusach habracha. Pretty amazing. The Truma Sadeshin understands the Rosh Kipshuta. So why Taka does the Rosh say? Why do we assume that what? Since Mar is Iskish, it doesn't say Achila by Mar, right? The Rosh is assuming that it doesn't say Achila by Mar. That's what the Rosh is assuming. The only reason he needed Kazayas is because of the Nusach HaBracha. So why Taka doesn't he think that it says Achila by Mar? Isn't Mar Iskish LePesach and Mar is Iskish LeMatzah? Why didn't he assume that that Achila goes on Mara too? Why doesn't he say that Achila goes on Mara too? The Chas himself is right, no? Achila doesn't go directly on Mara, but if there is an Achila in the Torah regarding Pesach and Matzah, and Mara is compared to Pesach and Matzah, so then the Achila should go on Mara too, no? The Chayim in the stencils has a fundamental yesod. He says, you know why the Rosh feels that the hekesh to matzah and to carbon pesach is not going to help Mar? That's because you have to examine what is the Mar being eaten for? When we have Mar in the pasuk, what's it being eaten for? Is it being eaten independently as a mitzvah? Or is it being eaten in conjunction with the Karban Pesach? The only time Mar is mentioned in the Torah is as a hechshera de pischa, as they say. A hechshera de pischa, making the Pesach kosher. It's tofel to the Karban Pesach. It's not an independent mitzvah. It's really only tofel to the Karban Pesach, the Chaim says. Matzah, he points out, really has two elements to it. Matzah as tofel to the Karban Pesach, but also matzah that's independent, the Erev Tofel Matzahs. Mar, he says, Mar is only Hekshar the Pesach. Mar is not an independent mitzvah. It's not an independent mitzvah. The Emes, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says this. It's not just Reb Chaim. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah has a long dissertation about this. The Rambam says Mar is not an independent mitzvah. He doesn't count it as one of the Taryag. The Rambam in Mitzvah Nun Vav in Sefer HaMitzvah says Shetzivanu lechol keves haPesach lecha misha osa benisan. You have to eat the Karban Pesach. Ve'ula yiksha olay makshe v'yomer lama timna achilas Pesach matzu mar mitzvah achas v'latimna osa nsholosh mitzvahs. Someone might ask, why do you count the mitzvah of Karban Pesach with matzah mar as one mitzvah? Maybe count it as three mitzvahs. Ashivenu says the Rambam. It's very rare that the Rambam says Im Tomar V'yesh Loma. He has a kashen, he has a teretz. It's safer on mitzvahs. Very interesting. Ashivenu Omna Meyos Achilas Matzah Mitzvah Rifnei Atzma. Who emes Kamosh Nevar. He says, look, I do admit that matzah is an independent mitzvah. Just wait till mitzvah Kofnan Ches and the Marah Makomus and you'll see it. He says, the Rambam quotes the Marah Makomus. He says, wait till mitzvah kufnan ches and you'll see it. Matzah is an independent mitzvah. V'erev tof l'matzos. V'chein achilas ha-pesach mitzvah v'nei atzma. Emes k'moshe zecharnu. Aval ha-mor hu nigra l'achilas ha-pesach v'enu nim the mitzvah v'nei atzma. The mor is nigra after achilas ha-pesach. It's always tofel to the Karban Pesach. That's all. Mor d'oraisa is only tofel to the Karban Pesach. It's not independent. V'raya l'adover, says the Rambam, shebesar ha-pesach ye ochel l'kiyam ha-mitzvah, ye imo ha-mor o'loye. You eat the Karban Pesach whether you have a mara or not. If you have matzah and mara, it's not better. But even if you don't have matzah and mara, you still eat the Karban Pesach. The hamara lo ye ochel ele im besa pesach. Le omro yisbarach al mrorim yochlu. You can eat the Pesach al mrorim, but you're not going to eat the mara by itself without the Karban Pesach. You need a Karban Pesach. I mean, you can eat mara, but there's no mitzvah bechlal to eat the mara. You want to have bitter herbs? That's fine. You want to have Roman lettuce? Zutahei. But that's not a mitzvah of mara, says the Rambam. There is a mitzvah Pesach without mara. There's no mitzvah mara without the Karban Pesach. What does that show you? That shows you that mara is not an independent mitzvah. And then he quotes a mechilta, and then the Rambam says another raya. The first raya that mara is not an independent mitzvah is that there is no mitzvah of mara without the Karban Pesach. But the second raya, says the Rambam, it's from Mora Bizman Azeh. You skip to the bottom. Haraya Habrura, Hashorish Shagozavo Atalmud, the Hu Omra Mora Bizman Azeh de Rabbana. Chazal said that Bizman Azeh, there is a Mitzvah Mora. There is a Mitzvah Mora. And what's the Mitzvah Mora? The Raisa? Mitzvah Mora? No, the Rabbana. Why is it the Rabbana? Why is it not the Raisa Bizman Azeh? What's missing Bizman Azeh? What's missing Bizman Azeh? Karban Pesach. Ki min haTorah ein chovah la'ochlo b'fnei atzma. Ve'omnam ye'ochel im besar Pesach. Mora is eaten with the Karban Pesach min haTorah. Without the Karban Pesach, there's no Mora d'oraisa. It's only the Rambam. Says the Rambam, that's the second Raya, that's a conclusive Raya, Raya Brura, that there is no independent mitzvah of Mora. It's all tofel to the Karban Pesach. It's a hechsher the pischa Mora. It's a hechsher the pischa. Yochlu is not going on the Mar, it's going on the Karban Pesach. The Mar is just a hechsher, the Pesach, it's tofel to the Pesach. That's why, if you don't have a Karban Pesach, there is no Mitzvah Mar. That's why Bizman Azeh, the Mitzvah Mar is only the Rabbanim, it's not the Raisa, because without a Pesach, there is no Mitzvah Mar, the Raisa. But the Rambam concedes that there is a mitzvah of matzah that's independent of the Korban Pesach. That's what he writes in Mitzvah Kuf Ches. He should sivano lechol matzah below chamisha asam in Nisan. Yesham keves a Pesach aloya. With the Pesach, without a Pesach, there's still a mitzvah of matzah. The Omer yisale ba'erev tochlo matzahs. That's ba'erev tochlo matzahs. Akosu kabachova. There's a mitzvah, the rice of matzah even bisman hazeh. Because matzah can be independent of the Korban Pesach, but mora can't be. So if mora can't be independent of the Korban Pesach, you can't say mora is iskish le Pesach, and therefore achila applies to mora. Right? The rush felt against the chasam sofers on this day. The way the Truma Sadeshen interprets the rush. The rush felt achila of Pesach doesn't go on Mara. Mara is tofel to the Korban Pesach. The Achila is going on the Korban Pesach, not on the Mara. You can have Pesach even without Mara. The Mara is only tofel to the Korban Pesach. Maybe Mara should be Iskish L'Matzah. We know Mara is Iskish L'Matzah. It's connected to the Matzah. We eat Matzah and Mara with the Korban Pesach. And now we have an independent Pasuk telling me Ba'erev tochlo matzahs, that there's an achila that's associated with matzah. So maybe we should say that the lashon achila applies to mara, because mara u matzah is kishul adadi. Even if you'll tell me that mara is tofel to the Korban Pesach, so the lashon achila yochlu that's going on the Korban Pesach, that doesn't apply to the mara, because the mara is just but it's tofel to the Korban Pesach. You wouldn't have to eat a kezias of mara with the Korban Pesach, but it's also iskish l'matzah, and matzah has an independent lashon achila. So maybe I should say the Lashon Achila by Matzah should apply to Mara also, and there's a Lashon Achila by Mara. So to that, Reb Chaim says no. The only Matzah that Mara is compared to is which Matzah? The Matzah that's eaten with the Korban Pesach. A Matzah from Mara Yochlu. That's the Mara that's compared to Matzah. So you can't compare Mara to the independent mitzvah of Matzah. That's a different halacha of Matzah. But Erev Tochlo Matzahs, yes, it says Achila by Matzah. But Mara is not compared to that mitzvah of matzah. Mara is only compared to the mitzvah of matzah that's tovel to the Pesach. And to the mitzvah of matzah that's tovel to the Pesach, there is no Loshon Achila. The Loshon Achila, Yochlu, is going on the Pesach, not on the matzah, not on the Mara. So that's why the rush fell. There is no Loshon Achila that relates to Mara. Yochlu is not going on the Mara, it's going on the Pesach. On the Pesach and not the matzah and the Mara. The Loshon Achila, Ba'erev Tochlo Matzos, but the second halacha of matzah, Reb Chaim says, that's going on the matzah. Mara is not compared to matzah regarding that mitzvah. Mara is only compared to matzah when they're eaten together as tofel to the Korban Pesach. So the Lashon Achila really does not apply to Mara, says Reb Chaim. And that's why the Truma Sadeshen understood the Rosh Kepshuta, not like the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer would have us believe that according to the Rosh, it's not that he's medayek from the Nusach HaBracha. No! He's medayek from the Nusach HaBracha as to what the nature of the mitzvah is. He's medayek at the Lashon Achila in the Pasuk. The Rosh understood, right, that Chazal interpreted the Lashon Achila in the Pasuk is referring to Mar. Says the Truma Sadeshen, nothing doing. That's not what the Rosh thought. The Rosh thought it doesn't say Achila by Mar. But Afal Pikein, because the Nusach HaBracha mentions Achila, that's why you have to have a kezayis. What does that mean? But it does mention Achila. The answer is it only mentions Achila by the Korban Pesach, or by the Matzah, by the independent mitzvah of Matzah. But Mara is just tofel to the Korban Pesach, so Achila doesn't apply to Mara. So that's why the Rosh had to be medayik from the Nusach HaBracha. Okay, we'll stop here.